FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Start abroad, the Israel Defense Force says it won't back down until all of its hostages held by Hamas are reunited with their families. Four Israeli female soldiers were released yesterday in exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners as part of a temporary ceasefire deal. They'd been held captive for more than 15 months since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. IDF spokesperson Daniel Hagari says 90 more hostages, including women and children, are still held captive in the Palestinian territory.
Hamas failed to meet its obligations to first release Israeli female civilian hostages as part of the agreement. We are determined to return to the return of Arbel Yehud, an Israeli citizen kidnapped from Nir Oz. IDF troops will continue to be deployed and operate and to do everything to protect the citizens of Israel. Our mission is not over until every single hostage comes home.
Meanwhile, Hamas says it holds Israel responsible for the repercussions of a ceasefire delay, as Israel denies Palestinians access to northern Gaza. The agreement's supposed to see displaced citizens return, but Israel says it's not allowing it because a civilian hostage who was expected to be out yesterday wasn't freed. The militant group says Arbel Yehud will be out next week. And back home, several people are recovering in hospital after being hurt in a structural collapse near Kinshasa International Airport. The incident happened at a construction site on the R102 yesterday afternoon. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says five people were injured on the ground, while two others were found hanging from the roof in their harnesses.
A total of seven patients had sustained various injuries ranging from moderate to critical. RPSS Search and Rescue, Metro Peace Search and Rescue and SAPS Search and Rescue worked together to rescue the two individuals that were trapped on the above the ground level.
And the family of William Paddy Harper has asked for privacy while they deal with their loss. The veteran journalist died at the age of 58 yesterday. He was the political editor of the Mail and Guardian and has been described by many as a phenomenon. Further afield, the UN Security Council will today convene an emergency meeting over deadly clashes in eastern DRC. It's after Kinshasa withdrew its diplomats from Kigali as Rwanda-backed rebels advanced on the key city of Goma. The M23 has seized vast swathes of eastern DRC since 2021, displacing thousands and triggering a humanitarian crisis. And back home, mostly clear skies in KZN today. Durban, Margate and Ulundi, a high of 30 degrees. Newcastle, Moy River and Richards Bay, 31. Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith, 32. And 29 for Underberg and Kokstad. In Durban this morning, we've got 2 meter swells at sea with sunset at 3 to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.